Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But guess what? Heard all across the World Wide Web. Oh, yes, we are excited to have you joining us today, tuning in today. Listen, today is a powerhouse show. Oh, my goodness. If you are a reader, if you are fond of reading, we have some powerhouse authors joining us today. So listen, we're going to be kicking the top of the hour out with my guest. She's hanging out in the virtual green room right now enjoying some snacks. Yes, we're going to be talking to Kimberly Robinson Green. She's the owner and director of Christina's Preschool Academy. She's the founder of Women with a Vision. She's the author of a debut novel, Her Cry, Her Prayer, Her Praise. And so we're going to be chatting up with her in our first segment. But listen, don't go anywhere, because the second segment, we are delighted to have, back by popular demand, number one Essence best-selling and award-winning author Victoria Christopher Murray. Oh, my goodness, we're going to be chatting about her new novel, Stand Your Ground. Listen, Stand Your Ground is about two women who are faced with the same tragedy. A black teenage boy is dead. A white man shot him. Was he standing his ground, or was it murder? Oh, my goodness. So we're going to talk to Victoria Christopher Murray about that. And she's also the co-founder of Brown Girls Publishing. And so guess what? We have the other founder of Brown Girls Publishing join us during the second segment. Listen, we're going to just tag team this thing on out. And we're excited to have Rashonda Tate Billingsley back with us. Listen, she's a national best-selling author as well of over 35 books, and she is the other founder, again, of Brown Girls Publishing. But look, this is so cool. Her sophomore novel called Let the Church Say Amen has been picked up as a movie. Yes, that's directed by actress Regina King. It's produced by Queen Latifah. You're going to get to see it on BET in August, this August. So we're going to be chatting that up about all of that in the second segment. So this is what I want you to do. Jump on Facebook, jump on Twitter, tell them what you're listening, tell them what you're listening to, tell them how to listen, share the link, tell them to tune in, and we're just going to rock it out. All right, so I know you're ready to roll right on in to the first segment. Again, my guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room, so I am bringing up Kimberly Robinson Green up to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Kimberly, we're glad to have you.
Hi, Charvette. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Wow. So let's jump in. I certainly want to hear about Women with a Vision, your organization that you really have created to inspire and motivate others. Tell us about it.
Well, Women with a Vision was founded back in 2006. God gave me the vision to kind of get a group of women together comprised of different backgrounds and fields. And so we came together, put our heads together, and just set up this round table. And we wanted to really, what we really wanted to do, the concept was to jump in and just see where we can be useful in our community. The things that we kind of came up against was dealing with domestic violence and women that are hurting out there. And so the first conference that we did was titled Her Cry, Her Prayer, Praise, which is where my book came from. And it was dealing with women wearing many hats and, you know, having Band-Aids put on different things that they've endured in life. So, you know, we do go through life and we have obstacles that we go through. However, there's not a lot of closure in a lot of situations. And so we wanted to provide a lot of conferences we attend, but we wanted to make sure that when they left the conference, they would have resources and different avenues to where, if a lot of women that were there might have suffered with domestic violence, which I'm sure in some situations can be quite embarrassing, we have people in place where they can feel comfortable and talk to and still have those resources after the conference to follow up with and, you know, just to get back on their feet. And so Women with the Vision certainly has been a blessing to many people's lives and in our community, and we're still moving forward and looking forward to what God has for us and how we can continue to be, you know, accessing our community and make a difference in people's lives. So that's what Women with the Vision is all about. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. And did it just come together? Was it a struggle or was it like easy? Once you put the idea out there, did it just come together for you?
You know, a lot. Everything's not easy, but the amazing part is I'm very shy, very behind the scenes person. And when God brought this to me, you know, I was kind of like Moses, like, I can't go. You know, why are you choosing me? But he kept me up for several nights. I mean, literally 2 months, and I didn't get any sleep. And so I finally told him yes. And he specifically told me the women who to go to. And all of them said yes right off the bat. A couple of them prayed about it, but when they came back, the answer was yes. We were able to get grant money. We had grant writers on our team.
Oh,
and everything, yeah, everything kind of flowed. So that's just a testimony to when God tells you to do something and he speaks to you. We don't have to worry about the outcome, but we know if God is in it, it's going to work out. And so that kind of gave me that push to know that he's called me into the avenue of making a difference. I simply love people. I simply love my community. And so, yeah, that's kind of how that came about. And we're very active. And like I said, we're anticipating on, you know, God continuing to use us in our community.
Phenomenal. And so Women with a Vision, how can listeners connect? Is there a place they can go, a site or a Facebook, anywhere they can go to kind of get more information?
Yes, Women with the Vision. We have a link on LinkedIn, and we also you can also contact Women with the Vision basically through me because I'm the founder of it through all of my links, and that's a great way to contact Women with the Vision. So yeah, I'll give all that information towards the end.
Okay, and listen, I have tagged you on Twitter, so I know listeners, you're following me, twitter.com/Charvette, and of course, Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. I have tagged Kimberly Robinson Green a couple times, so that's easy connection point. So certainly you wear a lot of hats. You're an entrepreneur, you're a speaker, you're a mentor, you're an educator, and now we're adding author to the list. So how did you have time to sit down and write a novel?
Wow, you know, that's interesting, and a lot of people have been asking me that because, you know, a lot of times early in life we kind of have a vision on what we want to be when we grow up, or, you know, if there's going to be like just something that stands out in our heads, you know, but
yeah.
I never dreamed on being an author. I've always been more in a theatrical background, acting. I'm in school, in high school. I was in a lot of pageants growing up, and so mainly in the theatrical field. However, I always enjoyed characters and creating characters. Mm-hmm. My nephew and I, when I was younger, I remember my nephew's parents and I would get a tape recorder, and we would come up with characters like what Tyler Perry is doing, we were doing then, coming up with characters, and we would play the tape recorder for our family members, and they would just sit and laugh and hear the different characters that we created. And so that came with the theatrical part. However, when my father passed a couple years ago, it was a heavy hitter for me. I mean, it really,
yeah,
really hit me hard. Although he was ill, he never prepared to lose a parent.
Right.
And so, and so I'm the only girl, have two older brothers, and my mom and dad were married 54 plus years. And it was just really, really hard to watch her, you know, miss him and go into a little bit of depression because they've always been together. And so being the daughter, there's things that you can do that your brothers can't do. So I was right there with my mom. I had to jump in there, get everything taken care of, and didn't have time to grieve myself. And so what I found myself doing is I sat down and I began to write. I got a pen and I just began to write, and God gave me exactly what to write. I was able to write my book in a very, very short time. Her Cry of Prayer Praise, God gave me the title, like I stated earlier, back in 2006 with my conference, and he was just dealing with me with women wearing many hats. You know, we're nurturers by nature.
Yeah.
And, you know, those three steps that he dealt with me with, was, you know, how we're women and we cry. As mothers, I'm learning as my sons are teenagers. I have a 22-year-old, you worry about them different versus when they were in the home, you worry about them out there because you can't be there all the time. So as a mom, I cry and I'm asking God to cover my sons. And then the second stage that we go through, and I know everyone can identify with, is praying. You know, my mom, yeah. I lost my dad, but my mother has been enduring certain illnesses. So I'm finding myself praying for her, asking God to get her through dialysis and the other illnesses that she's facing. And then we praise. You know, we go through things, and us as believers, we know that although God has taken us through, the good news is that he's going to bring us out. So either we praise him in advance or we're praising him for the victory when we come out. And I've been applying those three steps, you know, and it's been just coming up in my life. And so that's where the title came from. And it's really been a blessing. It's really been a blessing to me. And so I'm just really excited about the journey and just meeting powerful women of God and meeting you. I want to thank you for this time of just having me on your show. If I can, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my promoter, LaTanya Boyd, aka Faith the Believer, for this platform and my virtual book tour. She has been a great support for my book and has been a very instrumental and encouraging person. And she's a very, very powerful woman of God. So I just wanted to throw that out there before we went any further.
Oh, absolutely. And we love the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Love LaTanya Boyd, one of our sponsors and key supporters. So big shout out there. And so let me just say, what's amazing is that her cry, her prayer, her praise, the way you just set that up, those three steps, you would think that it is maybe in the self-help or one of those kind of like self-development books, but you were able to, and God was able to inspire you to write it in a novel format.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. And you know what? I jumped over to your Amazon because, listeners, you can pick up the Kindle version on Amazon. And I just like to just see what the reviews say. And one of the reviewers said, I have to say that I'm not really a reader, but this book was recommended and given to me as a gift. I'm glad I picked it up. I read it in 2 days. It was very hard to put down. There are great characters, easy to identify with. It made me laugh, cry, and get a little angry. I do recommend this book. Kudos to the author. So big shout out there. And that's live right there from Amazon.com. So it sounds like people connected. So you said you're theatrical and dramatic and all of that, but that certainly builds right into the character development for a novel. So let's talk about the main character, Thelma McKinney. So let's tell us about her personality.
Wow, Thelma is basically your traditional PK's kid. I'm not a PK's kid, but my mother was an evangelist missionary. And so I was one of the kids that were on the bench. I was drugged to church every, you know, during the week. We had to be there, me and my brother sitting by the church mama, because my mama was very, very active in the church, you know, and then going to church on Sundays, and you had the 3:30 services, and that's certainly how I raised my sons, you know. And this is Thelma. This is her character. However, she's the eldest in her family. You know, and a lot of times when you're the older sibling, you're responsible for your younger sibling. And so Thelma is the eldest child in her family, and her father is the Honorable Pastor Greg McKinney. He's a very prestigious man in their community, it's in a small town in Arkansas. And so, you know, in Arkansas, you know, it's a small town, but, you know, he carries a lot of power. Like I said, Thelma was the oldest of her siblings and pretty much carrying a load of raising them. But Thelma struggles to find herself. And oftentimes when we take care of other people, you can lose yourself. You know, you can put yourself on the back burner. And so she's going through these obstacles and being the oldest and taking care of everyone else and trying to uphold her father's reputation. She doesn't have anyone to go to. You know, she's facing obstacles that, you know, most teenagers do, going through, you know, the three different stages and not knowing and not having an outlet and who to go to. And God begins to take her through these three different stages, just like we all go through in life. And it's a way of, you know, life knocking us on our feet. But with the transcendent faith and the transformative power of God, she was able, and we're able, to get back up again and become much stronger, even ready to go further in life. So basically, my book is basically a remarkable tale in finding hope in a dark time. You know, when I started writing, I seen writing as a chance to minister to others, being that there is so much negativity around us. You know, you turn on the news, your local news, there's nothing good. And we know as believers, it's not getting any better, you know, because the Bible speaks of this. But I wanted to have a chance to bring some form of good news in my writing and hope of new beginnings to my readers, letting them know that, yes, you might have fallen, but you can get back up again. Yeah, you may have had hurts and trials and tribulations in your life, but there is still hope no matter how dark it may look or seem. If God has promised you something, then he will come through for you. And so this is the target that I want and the direction I wanted to go with this book. And a lot of the readers have come to me and written me or via email and said, you know, this is me, Thelma's me. Or I can identify with her, you know, or her father was my dad. So that was the target. That was the direction. And I am so grateful that I obeyed the voice of the Lord and wrote the book. And it's been a blessing to many people. And I am so happy about it. And I'm excited about this journey. I'm excited about this journey. I really am.
You know what? And it's so awesome because there are a lot of different things you can pull out of the character and out of the story. And so what's interesting to me, and I think a lot of women probably can relate at all varying age brackets, is the notion that, you know, she never wanted to bring shame to her father's ministry.
So
I think, you know, she never, so, and it's, that's why I think it's really hard, those that are peak preacher's kids, if you don't know what PK means, preacher's kids, you know, because they're always under this, they have to live their lives in a certain way. And then, so I think people, even that aren't preacher's kids, sometimes feel like I've got to live my life a certain way, either because I want to have this facade or my marriage is not like what I thought. And so how do you help women, or what do you say to the woman that's feeling like I've been really living my life for someone else, but it hasn't really been my life?
Right. And that's kind of what, you know, the scope of the conference, and it all kind of, God kind of just strategically brought it all together. And that's the message I wanted to get, you know, with the book, that, you know, we're all human. We all fall. Yes, we're all different, but, you know, we have to come together and support each other and not be judgmental. You know, it's easy to judge the other person, but when the shoe is on the other foot, you want everyone to understand where you're coming from. And so this is why I wanted to write the book. I wanted to get the message of hope. I wanted to get the message out, not giving up. And that, you know, that we're all here, you know, trying to make it day by day. But with the help of the Lord, we can make it. You know, the song that Marvin Sapp wrote, I never would have made it. Never could have made it without the Lord, you know, but I'm stronger now, you know, I'm wiser now. And so that song even can kind of coincide with the book. The book is basically about hope and not giving up and, you know, knowing that God is on our side, no matter how dark the time might seem, you know, God is on our side. Even when I lost my dad, you know, it just seemed so dark and grim, but God was there the whole time. And my dad told me, you know, he said, I'm going to leave you, but, you know, I want you guys to take care of your mom. And that three steps came back again. I cried because I knew I was going to miss my dad. I prayed because I wanted God to get us through the grieving process. But then I was able to praise him, because not that I wasn't going to miss daddy and I miss him terribly now, but I could praise God because my dad was a believer and I know where daddy is. And I know if I live right, I'll see him again, and I can praise him because my dad is not suffering anymore. And so after I wrote the book, I said, well, wow, those three steps have always been there. They've always been there. And so I encourage the, you know, whoever's listening, to go out and grab the book. You know, I pray that it would touch your lives like it's touched the other readers' lives and how it's touched my life so far. And I'm certainly looking forward to, you know, getting in there. I have another book coming out titled Encouraged to Finish, which will be released prayerfully in September or November. And it's more of a self-help book on how we can remain encouraged to finish whatever it is God has put on the inside of you. And you know, and the book starts off saying, why not you? You know, why not you? You know, why, you know, why can't God use you? And so he's definitely taken me in the direction of giving hope to his people. And so, like I said, I don't take it lightly, and I'm excited about it.
Yes. And to think that you never set out to be an author. You never started out to be a writer. And here is where God has let your life land. And so, listeners, you can get a hold of her cry, her prayer, her praise. Get a hold of it, Kimberly Robinson Green. You can go to Amazon for the Kindle version. Where else is it available?
It's available on barnesandnobles.com. It's available wherever books are. I'm just excited. I'm just watching God unfold the links, and I sometimes Google it and the book pops up everywhere. And I'm like, when you put your hand in the Lord's hands, he will lead you and guide you. You don't have to worry about it because your gifts will make room for you. And I'm just just enjoying the ride. I'm enjoying the ride.
Wonderful. And so give all of our listeners your social media contacts, all the ways they can get in touch with you.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You can go to AmazonBooks.com, of course, to get my book. You can email me at KimberlyRobinsonGreen@gmail.com. I have a wonderful About Me page at www.aboutme/KimberlyG333. Facebook, Kimberly Robinson Green, easy to find me. My Twitter is twitter.com/KimberlyPortland, abbreviated Portland, at Kimberly Portland. And so I'm excited. I encourage everyone to grab my book. You can contact me through LaTanya Boyd. You can contact me through my via email and my About Me page.
All right, great connection points. And again, I know you're following me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and I know we're connected on Facebook. If not, let's connect, facebook.com/Charvette. You can just click the follow button. Very simple, and you'll get all of the updates on the shows, and you'll be able to see where I've tagged Kimberly, and there's easy connection points there. And so I don't want to leave out that you have your preschool academy. So tell us about your preschool academy.
Wow, Christina's Preschool Academy, formerly known as Community Child Care Center, was founded by my wonderful, beautiful mother, Christine Robinson. It was founded back in 1991. And mom had the administrative background. I was starting off in school for education, early childhood education at Portland State University at the time. And so we kind of put our heads together, and mom wanted to provide quality care at affordable rates. Should I share the story on when she was younger and had my oldest brother, and how a lady by the name of Mrs. Smith opened up her child care center to help her out, and she would come in like 4 a.m. just so my mom can get to work on time. And so my mom had that vision to do the same for the community. And I worked beside my mother for 13 years as her assistant, but my mother took ill 13 years ago, and I picked up the torch, and I am still running the child care center. We have taken care of hundreds and hundreds of kids, provided good quality care for lots of families, and just making a difference, giving them, you know, 4 good wholesome meals, great age-appropriate curriculums, school readiness programs. You named it, we try to cram it in there, and I am still loving what I do. I'm a teacher by trade, and I love, you know, just networking with the parents and seeing where I can help them out at, and just simply love working with children. And so I've been in it 20-plus years, and I'm still in it now.
And it has to be a gift to work with children. It
yes,
is.
Ma'am.
It is a gift.
Yes,
you are gifted to do that.
Thank you.
So you won't
Thank
be like,
you.
Shut up and sit down somewhere. And I need you to sit down quick. That is
right,
a gift.
Right.
I applaud you. And so
Thank
the last
you.
Question, you're welcome. The last question I have for you, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Wow. What continues to motivate me is making a difference in others' lives. You know, I love to, you know, network with people, and even going back with my child care center, you know, I come in contact with lots of mothers and families, and just, you know, we all go through, and I love to just be there for people. I'm a mm-hmm. very down-to-earth person. I'm very laid-back, very family-oriented, and, you know, I love to just be there for others. And God has revealed to me that I am a servant. This is why I'm here. And so if I can just help somebody or make a difference in their lives or see the smile, we know that smiling is universal. You might can't speak the same language, but if you can just smile at someone, everyone understands a smile. So I am a very down-to-earth person, and if I can help anyone, no strings attached, that's what keeps me going. That's what, you know, drives me to get to the next day. You know, and writing a book is great and everything else is great, but just making a difference in someone's lives and giving hope and an encouraging word each day is who I am. That's who Kimberly Robinson Green is.
All right. Well said, listeners. I think we need to put your hands together. Yes, yes, yes. Well, it has been great chatting with you, Kimberly, and certainly we wish you much more continued success.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, awesome, awesome, awesome right there. And so listen, the fun does not stop. We're getting geared up for our second segment as well that is featuring, back by popular demand, Victoria Christopher Murray is going to be back with us. And we're tag teaming this thing on out. Rashonda Tate Billingsley, certainly we are excited to have them coming up in this next segment. They are the founders of Brown Girl Publishing. Yes, yes, yes. And so we are excited to chat with them. Brown Girls Publishing, excuse me. But certainly both very, very, very well-known and accomplished authors and writers as well. So listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we don't want you to move. Matter of fact, again, jump on Twitter. Tell them what you're listening to. Go to Facebook and say, hey, come on over and join me. Welcome for those that are on the phone lines. We see you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And those that are listening in from Instagram, from Charvette.com, from our broadcast stations, we love you guys. Thank you. All right. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day by LaTanya Boyd consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought. 31 inspirational quotes to jumpstart your day. Available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.letiboyd.com.
You don't usually get a stock tip from a 16-year-old, but I'm here to tell you about a different kind of stock. It's called Better Futures, a stock for social change that's not about making money. Instead, you invest to help students like me go to college. This is beyond a simple donation. It's the opportunity for America to invest in its kids and take an active stake in the future of the country. The return on your investment isn't money. What you get back is knowing you protected our potential. So one day, that potential can grow up to become surgeons and architects, executives and engineers, people who can change the future just by being a part of it. My name is Alicia, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. A public service announcement brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123 Job Zone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123jobzone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back again. So glad to have you joining us, hanging out with us here today on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Certainly broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. And so listen, we're ready to move right on into our second segment. My guests are hanging out in the virtual green room. I'm bringing them up to the mic as I introduce formally. Oh, my goodness. They're both back by popular demand. We've had them on the show before. Listen, we're going to be bringing up Victoria Christopher Murray. She's hanging out in the virtual studio, number one Essence best-selling award-winning author here to talk about newest novel, Stand Your Ground. But then, listen, we're tag-teaming this thing today, and we have with her Rashonda Tate Billingsley. Oh, my goodness, 35 books under her belt. Oh, my goodness, her sophomore novel, Let the Church Say Amen, is going to be on BET. And listen, they're both the founders of Brown Girls Publishing. And I am excited to have them back on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So I am bringing them up to the mic right now, The mics are live and they're hot. Hello, Victoria and Rashonda.
Hello.
Hello. Glad to have you back.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So let's jump right on in. Certainly, I want to start off chatting about Brown Girls Publishing. I've seen all the buzz online about it. And so let's see here. Victoria, we'll let you start first and chat a little bit with our listeners about Brown Girls Publishing, how y'all decided to pull that all together.
Well, we started it back in February of 2015. And our purpose was because, you know, the industry has changed so much.
Yeah.
And because of that, you know, digital came in, a lot of things have come in. And because of that, people who really deserve to have their voices published were not being published. So Rashonda and I have both been published by a major publisher since the new millennium. And we decided that we could take a little bit of our expertise and bring it the chance. So that was back in February of 2014. In our first year, we published over 20 novels.
Wow, phenomenal. And so, Rashonda, let me let you jump in here. Did you ever imagine that you would have a publishing company, that you would be on that side of the desk?
Not at all. It was actually Victoria's idea. She came to me with the idea, and it's probably a good thing that I couldn't see in the future, because I would have asked her, was she crazy? we love Brown Girls, but if I had known the volume of work involved, I might would have changed my number or something. But it's a good thing. We really, really love being on the other side. It is a lot more work. We do see kind of how our editors and our publishers feel about some authors being on the other side. So it is great. We love it. It just is a lot of work.
A lot of work, certainly, certainly, certainly. And so if there's a listener that's tuning in and they are either an author, current author, they want to be an author, and they say, hey, we want to connect with Brown Girls Publishing, Rashonda, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, this tells you how much this was needed, because when we opened up the company in February of 2014, within a month, we had over 400 submissions. So
Whoa.
We actually had to shut down just to sift through all of those submissions. And now we've started some new divisions. Jacqueline Thomas Presents. Jacqueline has a division where she's mentoring up-and-coming authors. And then Rhonda McKnight heads our Brown Girls Faith division. So we're very excited about those two, and they're accepting submissions. So authors can find our aspiring writers can find out information on our website, which is browngirlsbooks.com.
All right. Phenomenal. Thank you for sharing. As I know, there's some listeners saying, ooh, that sounds like a publishing company that would match my values and match the direction I want to go. So there you go, listeners. You have that. All right. So, Victoria, I'm going to jump back to you. I've just been saying all show, we just going to tag team this out. So we're going to work it out. I'm just excited to have you guys together. And so, Victoria, new novel, Stand Your Ground. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, the title says it all, really.
Yeah.
It really is about the Stand Your Ground law. It's a story about two women, one black, one white, who are both affected by this tragedy where a white man shoots and kills an unarmed black teenage boy. And so the black woman is the mother of the victim, and the white woman is the wife of the shooter.
Mm.
And it was very interesting writing it, because we know all of the emotions that come with losing out a son. Even if we haven't lost it, we've watched these mothers on episode after episode of this tragedy happening. And so we can imagine the emotions on that side, explore the full story. And so I was showing the emotions on both sides, because there really are victims everywhere.
Yeah.
And a person takes somebody's life and should not for no reason at all.
My goodness.
So
and so certainly with
story.
That's the story. And certainly with all of the heightened awareness around this in the media and just, you know, all of that, did you have any apprehension to say, maybe this is a topic I shouldn't touch? Did you have any of that?
Yeah, I really did. Actually, when I started writing this story, there had only been the two cases. There was the Trayvon Martin Davis was really the impetus for this.
Oh.
That was when it really started, because I was watching with all my Facebook friends the verdict come down in the first Michael Dunn trial, where he was found, it was a mistrial on whether or not he was guilty of murdering Jordan Davis. And that was really the thing. Somebody on my Facebook page said, Victoria, you know so much about this law. I had actually read the transcript of the Trayvon Martin trial. And it reads like a novel. It's online. Everybody really needs to read it so that they can really understand the law a lot better. And I understood the jury. I understood the jury's decision. I didn't like it, but I understood it. And so I felt that I had a platform to really educate people on something that we need to know, because this is a dangerous law, it's ambiguous, and we really need to have it appeal.
My goodness. So this is almost like, even though it's a novel, it's almost a call to, you know, a social awareness, social change. It's a call to
yes.
action.
It's a call to action. And the thing that's so great is that on the reviews that I'm getting, so many people are saying, I didn't know anything about this law. Because people are fresh. That story takes place in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first that Victoria met, the law is in Florida. And then he went to Google it and was shocked to find out the 24 states that have Stand Your Ground. And one of them is Pennsylvania. Now, the other state that shocked me was Michigan, because you think of, there were some states states like Texas and Georgia and North Carolina and South Carolina, those states didn't surprise me. But states like Pennsylvania and Michigan and Illinois and Arizona, even though that's a western state, really did surprise me.
Wow.
And so I wanted to educate and teach people something about this law. And I think if we can get people upset enough about it, we'll do something about it instead of just ranting on social media.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I love that approach. I love that. Stand your ground. Victoria, Christopher Murray, how can listeners get a hold of that?
Well, it's in any bookstore throughout the country. If they want to read the first three chapters, they can read the first three chapters on my website, which is my name, VictoriaChristopherMurray.com. And they can read the chapters and then order the book right there or any bookstore on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, my book.
All right, and that's so gracious of you to allow. Some people will just do one kind of chapter preview, so you've allowed three chapter preview complimentary. So, listeners, if you're hanging out on charvette.com, I have a blog post about Victoria, and the link to her website is right in there, so easy connection point. Wonderful, and I saw on Facebook when I posted, someone made a comment, said, I love this book. So you're absolutely right. The reviews are definitely piling on in. And so, Rashonda, I want to talk about your newest release, Mama's Boy. So that's another kind of rip from the headline story. So tell us about Mama's Boy.
Yeah, Mama's Boy, actually the title is very deceptive because it is a story about a mother's love. How far would you go to protect your son? And, you know, I like to think of myself as being an upstanding, law-abiding citizen who, if my son committed a crime, would do the right thing. But as I was exploring this storyline, I had to ask myself, is the right thing for whom when the circumstances are different? And in this story, a mother finds out that her son was in the middle of videotaping a confrontation that he and his friends were having with police. Well, the officer ordered him to stop. He didn't. A scuffle ensued. And when all was said and done, the officer ended up dead. And the young boy went on the run. So as a mother, can you turn your son in if you know where he's hiding? Many of us would say yes, but then if you throw in the dynamic of where this takes place, which is Jasper, Texas, and that is one of a town that is rife with racial tension, if you throw in the dynamics of can you turn your son over to a racist police department, then I think many people will have to step back and ask that question of, I know what's right, but right for whom? And as a mother, I couldn't turn my son over to a police department where his life may be in jeopardy. And so that's the core of Mama's Boy. And in my trademark style, I, of course, have to throw in layers of storytelling, some drama, some twists and turns. But at the root of it all is a mother's love for her son.
Wow. Okay, so listeners, I know you are sitting there and you're saying, okay, I got to get both of these. Yes, that is the right thought right there. I know some of you are ready for vacation. Listen, you're getting ready to go on your cruise. You're getting ready to just sit on your deck and drink some lemonade. You want to pick up these books. So certainly, Rashonda, where is your book available?
It is available in all major stores, as well as online at Amazon, iBooks, Barnes & Noble. And we also encourage supporting independent booksellers. You can find a lot of those online and on social media. Russo's Books is a great supporter of ours. Mahogany Books, Pyramid. We hate to get to naming them all, but if you can support an independent bookseller, please do. And as for major bookstores, if you go in any store and my book, Victoria's book, any book you love and it's not there, we encourage you to ask for it. Don't just turn around and walk out because bookstores are becoming tighter and tighter with their shelf space and mm-hmm. they stock what the people demand. So authors all over need people to request their books.
Wonderful. Do that, listeners. These are two experts giving you expert advice and information. And both of you, Victoria and Rashonda, you all are well accomplished, bestsellers, award winners. What does it feel like to be celebrities? Because really you are. And Victoria, I'm going to start with you. I'm going to start with Victoria, then come to Rashonda.
I was going to say maybe you should start with Rashonda because I don't feel like a celebrity at all.
Oh, no, listen, people were sharing that post, sharing. I was like, no, this is a celebrity here.
Well, somebody, I need some celebrity assistance here because I just left Home Depot and Chipotle. Somebody should have been running these errands for me if I'm a celebrity.
Yeah.
Well, we consider you celebrities.
You know, one of the things about Victoria and I is we are grateful and we're humbled at our success, at what a lot of people deem to be our success. But we are always striving to go to that next level. So we'll never say I've arrived because we've yet to do that. We're still working toward that.
I think that's an excellent posture, and because sometimes people will get a little, you know, they'll write an article that, you know, 20 people share, and then now you can't speak to them. You know, they're published writers, and so I think that's an excellent posture to have. And I know you all do, what I love, you all are very visible. You all do a lot of touring, you know, all over. Where are you all going to be coming up? I know your schedules are busy, if you can remember or think of where you're going to be coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to actually be in Winston-Salem next week, and I'm doing a signing in Houston with Rashonda on Tuesday, and then, well, actually, I'm going to be in Baltimore tomorrow. I keep forgetting that. So Baltimore next Monday, I will be in online, and next Tuesday, I will be in Houston with Rashonda, and then I get to spend the week with my Soros at Delta Sigma Theta, our annual convention, or biannual, I should say. Convention.
All right. Wonderful. Big shout out to all of our Delta Sigma Theta listeners. My mom is listening. Hey, Mom. She's a Delta. So big shout out. We had no diss to AKAs or anybody else, but we shout out to the Deltas and all the sisterhood. So wonderful. Now, Rashonda, we've got to mention, you got a little something that's kind of brewing. You know, I guess I should mention it, you know, that we
a little something.
Just a little, you know, just a little something with BET and Queen Latifah and Regina King. Let's talk about Let the Church Say Amen, book now gone to movie. Oh, my goodness, tell us.
Yes, ma'am. That is my second book, and it was turned into a movie, which will air on BET on August 30th, so please mark your calendars. I'm very thrilled about that, seeing my work turned into a movie. We had a phenomenal cast, Steve Harris, Natari Naughton, who's currently on Power, Hosea Chanchez, and, of course, me. Yes, I make my own screen debut.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Victoria always hates on my on-screen debut. She has a problem with the fact.
Well, first of all, I was an extra in the movie. It's not my fault it got cut. But on her, it's not that I'm hating on her. It's just that for months I had to listen to the six lines. It was six lines. And by the time 6 months went past, I knew the dang on line.
You knew the lines. You were the understudy. You were the understudy.
Oh, my God. Because how much do you have to practice six lines? And then, Rashonda, how many lines are in the movie?
Well, I mean, only two are in there because four got cut, but I killed those two lines that did make it.
There you go. I love it. I love it. Listen, we're going to be watching. I know, listeners, you can keep your eye on Rashonda Tate Billingsley. Certainly, Victoria Christopher Murray, we're going to keep our eye on that. How was it? Did someone approach you? Did you approach the movies? How did that happen?
You know, I just was being nice, and I bought a book for someone who didn't have the money to buy it, and she gave it to her sister who was working for an airport bookstore in Phoenix. Juanita Bynum, the minister, was coming through there one day. She suggested the book to her. She bought the book and asked my permission to take it to Hollywood. And so that's how I got on Hollywood's radar. And along the way, Regina King came on board. So it came from one random act of kindness without expecting anything in return.
Now, if that's not a God set up, that is, I don't know what is. That's a God set up. And then Queen Latifah, her Flavor Unit, you know, all the production, did you get a chance to interact with her any?
She really wasn't involved on set much. Regina was the whole time. Regina was phenomenal. I was involved in the process the entire time from casting on, so which is very rare for an author.
Yeah.
I was very excited about that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that is phenomenal. And congratulations, you know, to you for that. And certainly, I know there's going to be more. So are other production companies looking at any of your other books?
Yes, I actually have. BET will be doing 3 more after this one. And then 2 of my books will be made into movies on TV1 next year. The Secret That She Kept and The Devil's a Lie will come out in the fall of 2016.
What? Listen, listeners, you need to put your hands together. Yes, yes, yes. Awesome, awesome. And so, Victoria, I know that you have a lot going on, and some of your books have been optioned for movies as well.
All of them have been optioned. We haven't done anything with them yet, but they've been optioned for movies.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And so as we kind of start wrapping up, for those that are aspiring authors, new authors that are saying, or they feel like they may not even be new or aspiring, they may have been in the game for a while, and they want their books to go to movie, any tips you have, any suggestions, or even just suggestions on promoting your work just in general? And we'll start with Victoria, we'll go with Victoria and end with Rashonda.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because people say to us all the time, why don't you turn your books into a movie? Or why don't you call Oprah? Or why don't you tell Tyler Perry to make your book into a movie? And that's not what happens. It really is... it almost just happens. I think what a person should do is write the best work they can possibly write out there, and soon your name will get out there and you'll be known for your work. That's the recommendation that I have.
And I couldn't agree more. You can't. A lot of people will try to write and say, okay, I'm writing this book and I'm envisioning it's Annihilation's going to star in it and Denzel's going to play out. You have to just write good work, and then hopefully everything will come.
Wonderful. Excellent advice there. And for both of you, how has social media played a role in promoting and writing your books? And I'm sure you've been able to see the progression over, you know, over a few years. How important is social media for promoting anything, really?
Social media plays a big part because it gives us a way to put our hands on our readers right away, so it's in real time, and that's always very good. I think sometimes people look at things on social media and they go, wow, you had 1,000 likes, and they think that it's more than what it really is, because out of the people who are liking your books, how many of them are buying your books? But it still is important. It still is important nonetheless. It gives us a chance to reach out to people in real time. It gives us a chance to introduce our work to them ahead of time. People get to know us a lot better. And so that's a blessing and a curse sometimes. It's overall all very good.
Wow. Anything you would add to that, Rashonda?
Nope. What she said.
What she said, ditto. And so I could imagine that since you all are both on social media, you probably have been to, and you are at events, you do a lot of touring. Have you ever had experiences where people kind of walked up and just almost just like they literally thought they knew you and just started either talking, sharing their life story or saying anything crazy or doing anything crazy, any funny stories?
Oh, all the time. Go ahead, Victoria.
Oh, I was saying I don't really have any funny stories. A lot of times people will come up to us as if they – funny thing for me is that everybody believes they have a story. I'm not sure that's true or not. I've always heard that. But whenever I used to fly on a plane, as soon as I told someone I was an author, you know, when you sit down next to people – I never got any work done because they were telling me their entire book idea. And it happened enough times for me to stop telling people that I was an author. Now I tell people I'm a minister and no one wants to talk to me. So now I get a lot of work done.
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to add comedian to your name, Victoria. I think I'm going to add comedian to your bio. natural
well,
comedy.
Works.
But it's
it
true.
Works.
I know it does because I know people. I know it does. Well, listen, both of you, give your contact information, website, social media, any way you would like to interact with those that are listening and potential readers.
Well, you can find me on my very long name, RashondaTateBillingsley.com, and it has a link to all my social media sites on there. I'm Rashonda T on Twitter, and then Rashonda Tate Billingsley on Instagram and Facebook.
Wonderful.
And
Victoria.
And I'm Victoria Christomary on just about everything, on Facebook, on Instagram, on I get a lot of feedback on Facebook, on Instagram, and then on Twitter, I'm Victoria, the letters ECM.
Great.
And sorry about the feedback. That was me washing my dishes because my celebrity assistant isn't here to do it.
Wow. Listen, this is reality radio right here. Reality radio right here. Well, ladies, thank you so much. And certainly we wish you much continued success. Thanks for just being down to earth and real and touchable, but yet sharing and really impacting people all over. So thank you for stopping by the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, listeners, I tell you what, that is a wrap there for today's show. Wonderful. Listen, we started the top of the hour out chatting it up with, I told you it was going to be powerhouse authors all show, Kimberly Robinson Green. Listen, make sure you get a hold of her cry, her prayer, her praise. I've got a blog on her on my site as well, charvette.com, so that gives you all the good connection points. There. So pick it up. And then certainly the second segment featuring Victoria Christopher Murray. Get her new book, Stand Your Ground. The reviews are looking really good on that. So certainly check that out. And then Rashonda Tate Billingsley, new release, Mama's Boy. And then keep your eye out on BET August 30th. Let the Church Say Amen, movie directed by actress Regina King, produced by Queen Latifah. Big shout out there on that accomplishment. And listen, I can say I had her on the show. You know that's what I'm going to be saying. You know, on August 30th, I'm going to be on Twitter and I'm going to be on Instagram and I'm going to be on Facebook saying, yeah, I had her on the show. You know how I do. Listen, that's going to be a wrap for today. As always, check us out at charvette.com, a main website. Listen, if you listen to the show from a mobile phone, grab my complimentary free mobile app. All you have to do is just go to your app store, and you can do this on iPhone. You can do this on BlackBerry. You can do this on Android. Just search for Charvette. It's free, and you can download the app. That way you'll never miss a show, and you can go back and listen to all of our 250 shows. All of them are right there on your mobile app. And again, connect with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and certainly connect with me on facebook.com/Charvette. We're going to see you guys later. Have a phenomenal day.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, signing off.